Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Thursday the 24th of September. Financial market volatility has continued, although from an economic point of view there is little new information, certainly nothing that would create volatility. The global economy is continuing to bounce back and do generally better than expected, and central banks continue to pledge to keep rates low for a long period of time. Pandemic restrictions are no more than expected, and there's been some positive news on vaccines. One complication when making economic assessments is, of course, political risk. US President Trump did not give a clear commitment to a peaceful transfer of power in the event of an election defeat, in comments at a press conference yesterday. Reporting of this event has generally split along partisan lines. The reason that this may matter to markets is the relationship of domestic politics in any country and foreign investors. Inevitably, foreign investors will have less understanding of political risk than domestic investors will have, and foreign investors are therefore more inclined to overreact to political risk. Foreign investors have already had a heightened sense of the risks around a contested US election result relative to the fears of domestic investors. And inevitably, foreign investors are prepared to give greater weight to more extreme scenarios. This domestic-foreign difference in risk assessment is common in many areas of political risk, domestic versus foreign assessments of euro breakup risk being a case in point in the past. And so US President Trump's comments may fuel foreign investors' sense of risk. The UK government is to unveil additional support for the labour market today. The UK labour market has been strengthening, with a significant decline in the number of people on the government's furlough scheme. But there are concerns about the impact of closing pubs at 10 p.m. Of course, the interminably tedious EU-UK divorce is still with us, with the British government planning to put a border between the County of Kent and the rest of Britain. The County of Kent has a long and proud tradition of rebelling against the British government, but this border is actually about controlling where lorries are parked while waiting for border controls, and is not apparently a reprisal for Kent's support of the Peasants' Revolt of 1381. The data calendar is relatively uninteresting yet again. Not that an uninteresting data calendar has had any calming influence on markets so far this week. There are French confidence data and the German IFO survey. It's possible to make a story out of these data releases, but that does require you to have some faith in the accuracy of confidence survey data. The US has initial jobless claims numbers, and Kaplan of the Fed is due to be speaking. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investor investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.